cliffcentral.com. The other person that we've got here this morning is Amanda, and Amanda's cousin. Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
You good this morning?
Yes. How's everyone doing?
Excellent. Very, very good. Are you doing well?
I'm hundreds.
Are you nervous about bringing your cousin in here? You think that you may be throwing her to the wolves?
I'm worried what she's going to tell you about me, but other than that, she can do what she needs to do.
We're not here to do character assassination on you, trust me. Yeah, not even justice could get that right. But we will get your cousin, who we get to call Extra, because that's what you call her, and that's what everybody else in the group of friends calls her now, right?
Extra.
Yeah, we'll have Extra in here. You know what? Actually, bring her in. Let's give her one of these microphones. And Extra, you come and meet everybody. We're very excited to meet you. We've heard very good things from your cousin Amanda about you. So here she is, all the way from Australia. Grab a seat right there, that's very good. How are you, Extra? It's nice to see you. Yeah, all right. So you came here from Australia, what, 2 weeks ago or so?
And no, I came here since March the 8th.
Oh, wow, you've been here a long time.
Yeah, I'm here till September the 1st.
Oh, my God, what are they going to do with you all that time?
I have to work.
What kind of work are you looking for? You got some already?
I got some already.
Okay, what are you doing?
I work at my uncle's hunting farm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you reloading the guns? What are you
no,
doing?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I am the cook and the cleaner.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's very good. So they're outsourcing that kind of work to Australia now.
Yeah.
That's exciting stuff. So tell me about Australia, first of all. Whereabouts in Aussie are you from?
I'm from Perth.
Oh, okay. Mm. Western Australia.
Yeah.
Perth is apparently quite interesting.
It's so good. I love it.
It's one of the fastest growing places in the world because they've got all that mining in Western Australia, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. My boyfriend actually works in a mining company, and his family.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But now this is the boyfriend who doesn't know that you're here in South Africa having fun.
Oh, he does know, but he's so upset. He misses me already. He's like, I miss you already. Just
well,
come home.
Maybe that has something to do with the fact that you're already canoodling with Amanda's friends.
Ooh.
Huh? No.
Oh, damn.
Is that not true? I heard that you were already trying to hook up with some of her friends.
No, not really.
What does that mean, not really?
Robin, be straightforward. He took you to Ocean Basket last night. Be straightforward.
Oh, Ocean Baskets.
Ooh, wow. Well, everyone's saying what happens in South Africa stays in South Africa.
Okay, yeah.
And what happens in Ocean Basket definitely stays in Ocean Basket.
Robin, the one thing you need to know about us, we don't judge here. Mm. We just all tell our stories. We know, for example, that Mabale has used various household implements for her own pleasure. Mm. Sia, for example, often gets his nipples twisted by his lovers. Ben and Daniela bang like a swing door in a hurricane. So, you know, everybody's got their stories.
And these are your young and juicy years.
Oh, yeah.
You are a ripe young mango once in your life. You know?
Look at Sia.
One day you'll be dried, shriveled fruit, so enjoy it.
Like me.
Yesterday I got my nipples done. And my mum's...
You got your nipples pierced.
Yes.
Now, is this very painful?
That just sounds painful listening to it.
The guy was talking to me, so I got distracted, and then it was done.
So he says to you, oh, look over there, a hardy dog. He clamps your tit right there.
He says, you got really nice boobs and all that. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then I was saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to get my tattoos on and all that stuff. Yeah. And then, yeah.
Okay, but how long is the whole process?
It literally took 30 seconds or so.
Wow.
For each nipple?
Did you scream?
Oh, you did what?
Yes. Okay.
Did you scream?
No.
Do they anesthetize it? Do they kind of...
They just put like a tube and needle through and then they
Were you there, Amanda? Were you there for the whole thing?
She wasn't allowed. But I wasn't allowed to go inside, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it did go very quiet, like when she was getting it done. Like the talking stopped. Everything went quiet. So my other cousin and I reckon that she hooked up with the guy.
Oh. Uh-huh. Amanda, you have a very low opinion of your cousin. You know that?
Robin, it went quiet, dude. We told you.
He was concentrating. He was like really close up to my nipple. And he was
guys were talking so much. Then 1 minute, it was just dead quiet.
Tell me, do your friends know that you have a black cousin? Do they understand this in Australia?
No.
Because I think South Africans struggle to understand it, but Australians probably understand it even less.
Well, my mum knows, but my friends don't really know that.
Would they understand? If you said to them, this is Amanda, my cousin, you showed them a picture, they'd fall over, right?
they'll be like, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's cool. It's really
cool. It's
very cool.
Yeah, sure. Cool.
Sorry, hang on a second. Getting back to the nipples. So, did you want to get both? It was too sore, so you just did the one?
No, I only did one because I want to get one done in South Africa and the other one done in Australia.
To have international boobs.
Symbolic. Yeah. That's very good.
I was born here, but raised in Australia.
Okay.
Yeah. CliffCentral.com.